a dozen, 15 have been suggested, and the best one creates too many problems.
I was pretty strong all week ago, but the more I've talked to folks, the more problems I see it create here. And Vietnam, very important. And else like that.
Clark Clifford has suggested, McCarthy has said it's been suggested, Wakeman has suggested, Yalk, the church is involved, Church has been suggested, bulldog, and he's pretty abrasive, Dick, in his talks. He looks like he's power, and he looks like kind of a bloated banker. He's got a bulldog face on him, and I think the Jews would, I think it's Jew thing, protect the New York Times, all this crowd that keep the hell all the time. And this arm of them, I still have a Johnson man. I've always thought that Goldberg was the ablest man in his cabinet, and he was the best man to us. I watched him. I guess the lawyers would cuss me for taking him off the court. Well, I don't know. I'm going to put 8 points on him. Good. Well, in the first place, I don't think he'd go. Second, I don't think he's as good a speaker as Goldberg. I think 8 points is one of the great lawyers in this country and one of the great friends. So bananas. He's that kind of man like I am. He shines some shoes in his money. He sold a few newspapers. He's had to slug it out. He's like a Georgia dude. I just didn't haul in here. Abe is a Memphis one and is pretty good himself. Dick, what can I do about Pakistan and India? They just demand I give them a blank check on economic melder aid. Even before I get the bill signed, I told them I'm not going to talk to them about it until I get it signed. And they just denounced me every day. Old Iowa got it the other night and said we're not going to let America be our masters. Because I asked them to postpone the July 27th consortium meeting where they got to make commitments. And I haven't even got my aid bill. I told them I couldn't do it. They denounced me because I'm asking to wait till I get my aid bill. And Pakistan's worse than India. Old Iob, he signed up with the Kachakam. Well, I liked him and thought he was the finest fellow in the world and the last man in the world I thought the communists would take. My God, they just had him running all year long. When he's not in Peking, he's in Moscow. In both places, he's denounced us. And he's been to both of them in the last 3 months. Made him a hero with me. He told me before I went out there, those packs up, they'd done to Korea and what time that they were. And what a great man he was and how they were willing to go into Laos and all that kind of stuff. Well, he told me he read every speech you made. That's what he told me when I saw him. So I just signed up, got him over, and made a hell of a speech to Congress without any notes. Didn't have it written. I took him down to Johnson City and he just cut on how he was my hero. And he got back over there and Kennedy's made him mad because Galbraith, who had no influence with him, his grandmaster did. They never did what's anybody worth it after the Pakistan. Well, so he got mad at us and he went over and joined the old Chewing Life.
Oh, hell, he signed up with him, and he got his airplanes back and forth. He's given him very valuable concessions. And he just, according to Constantine, he's got a commitment, you and I, to help him against India. He said the United States won't do it, so by God, I'll do it. He demanded that Kennedy tell the Indians he'd cut them off if they didn't. So Kennedy told him he couldn't do that. So he said, all right, screw you. So he went over to Chewing Mine. Well, did you see where Chew and Lie answered him? Well, he just announced right quick, and by God, he's going to send a good deal of money, good deal of equipment, and everything else in North Vietnam. And Russia answered him, said, we're sending a hell of a lot. The last thing I want to do is just come in and say, I want $3 billion or $4 billion right now. I want to get through this monsoon season, if I can, if they don't run me out, in the hope that maybe after the monsoon season, I don't think it's much hope, not 5% hope. There'll be a little if they don't win then we can give them so much hell that maybe they'll be willing to have some kind of a Laos treaty or something. We'd have a chance. Well, now, I don't want to go in and ask for $3 or $4 or $5 billion between now and November and make Russia put in $3 or $4 or $5 billion. I'm not arguing, you just asked me, you answered the question about Johnson. You said you turned everything over to Johnson. It's a hell of a thing. I've got 800 million. I got 700.